Mr. Chair?
Yes, Arpol, was that?
Arpol, yeah. I think this has already been clarified. It got clarified with Pacifica last year, not last year, 2 years ago, when the then general counsel, and I think he might have also been interim executive director at the moment, I forget, ruled that people who had been elected those initial nine-month terms on the LSBs could not run for a third term, that they had termed out. In the face of opposition, the council beat a hasty retreat from that because it doesn't make any sense logically. Basically, you term out at 6 years, and that's it. In my case, I term out at the end of this year. When that happens, that means that the first runner-up in the WBAI staff elections gets the remainder of my term, which is going to be like 1 year left, I guess. And it's pretty simple. Term limits are set at 6 years, and if you have to run for a third term, you're allowed to do it. If the person who replaces me wants to run, they're also going to have to run for three times, for three terms, to get their full 6 years if they can. So I think it's already been decided, and I think it's I don't think any action is necessary on it.
Brian here?
Brian?
I'll agree with our Paul. I also think it's pretty explicit in the language of the bylaws, Article 4, Section 8. It says a delegate may serve a maximum of two consecutive three-year terms and in no event more than six consecutive years. That means if one of your terms was less than 3 years, you can go for another one, but you have to duck out before you cross your six-year anniversary. And that's how it's been applied up till now.
This is Chris Condon. May I speak to that matter?
Yes.
I am in that situation, and I asked Michael Sanchez, our KPFK election supervisor. He consulted with Les Radke and gave me a ruling, which is exactly the same as the last speaker said. I think that it's settled policy and nothing needs to happen. And I request that the chair rule it as dilatory.
Well, I'm not going to rule it as dilatory. I mean, one can move to change a policy. I mean, it's not...
George, this is Ted, and I will withdraw because I'm not aware of the history behind this, but I was concerned about if we had somebody who served for a partial term and then resigned.
Yeah. You could game the system, presumably. You could. Well, no, actually, if you serve, in the example you gave, as I understand it, if you serve for 1 day less than your second term, you would have 1 day, if you got elected, you'd have 1 day before you were termed out by the six-year provision. So for an individual, it doesn't, I mean, it's really just 6 years of service. That's correct, though, Paul. Is that right? I mean, that's my understanding of what you said.
Yeah, basically, yeah. I mean, it's simple. Yeah, the term limit is 6 years.
Right.
Doesn't matter how many times you get elected.
Right.
Right.
And we will then have lots of people serving partial terms to fill slots and people joining and leaving willy-nilly throughout the 6 years?
That's what
or
we have.
3 years?
We have that anyway.
We have that now.
We had an election last night where we filled two seats, and one was filled for the duration of someone's year-and-a-half term, and the other was filled for the duration of a six-month term.
So?
That's
the way it is.
That's how the bylaws say you fill vacancies.
I was just going to say.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, I hear that there's no will on the committee to try to change this ruling. So, if it's okay with you, Ted, I'd like to move on to the next item on the agenda.
Just a quick point of information, because I'm curious, and I'm on the elections committee. Did you have an election to fill a vacant seat you had an election for instead of appointing The next runner-up, I guess, is the term to use?
We didn't have anyone waiting in the wings, so we had to have an election,
oh,
too.
Why didn't you have anyone waiting in the wings? You guys didn't use STV? I'm just trying to understand.
We tapped out on all the people who had run previously.
Ah.
There were no in the wings.
I see. Thank you, Ted, for clearing that up.
Okay, George, I don't have the rest of what I sent you late this afternoon. You sent me that motion, but not all the rest.
I have a point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes?
This is Chris Condon.
Yes, Chris.
It would seem to me that under the circumstances that have just been described, that the particular LSB should have just gone on with fewer members. What gives them the authority to have an election, and who were
the bylaws do.
Oh. All right. Withdrawn.
They say when you run out of alternates, you fill the vacancies by a majority vote of the board. I mean, we may object to it, but it's what they say.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you for that clarification.
Okay, again, I don't hear any will to make changes in these policies, so I'd like to move on. Is there any objection to doing that? Okay. Sharna, your motion is next. Would you like to read it and motivate it?
Is that 15 minutes, sir, Mr. Chair?
What's that?
Is that 15 minutes?
I think that's, yes, I believe that's what we agreed on. Is that right, Sharna?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. And then I would like to motivate it. Whereas it is essential to balance the emphasis on governance elections in Pacifica with a commitment to deliver engaging programming that embodies the Pacifica mission, and whereas all the Pacifica stations will undoubtedly be fundraising during the election cycle, testing election-related programming, thus cutting further into regular programming, be it resolved that the elections policy be amended so that it is more attentive to balancing the need for creative, engaging, quality programming with the need to engage Pacifica subscribers in the election. This means re-examining the amount of time that will be consumed on the airwaves by election programming. Furthermore, and specifically, be it resolved that Section 3 of the election that mandates 15-minute tutorials to be produced and played by all programmers during the nomination period be amended simply to mandate that every station play a short station-produced tutorial on a rotating basis, and that listener subscribers be referred to the website, detailed information, and or the contact information for the local election supervisor. This motion that allots so much time, and I don't think people realize how much time we're talking about, we are exhausting our listeners with fund drives that are becoming more frequent and in many cases extended, and then with the election programming, some of which is absolutely critical. But the policy as enunciated both adds, it's very specific, and ends up demanding that the station spend an inordinate amount of time on election programming. We are going to lose even more listeners. Only some people are highly engaged in this election process. We do want to engage as many people as possible. And there is one of the ways to engage them is by programming that presents the candidates, not endless carts. And I don't even know what a 15-minute tutorial is supposed to do. I mean, I can't imagine more boring programming, frankly. But it also, this impacts all programmers. We do fund drives, and now we're being told to spend 15 minutes, A, to spend time producing a 15-minute tutorial, the sense of which is not at all clear. So this is what's motivating it. I saw some figures that Brian ran, because I had become very concerned myself about the amount of time we're talking about. And according to the figures that Brian ran, using KPFA, with the things mandated in that election policy, came to 40 hours of programming. And then that doesn't even count all the forums, et cetera. So we're talking about basically boring our listeners to death, not engaging them in an election and not keeping them committed to Pacifica and turning to Pacifica for vital analysis, for instance, like what's going on in Iran.
In so, general, the programming is enough to bore them to death.
I agree. That is my motion and the reason for it, and I hope that people will seriously consider this. I think it's a very, very serious issue with people who are not programmers, who don't know that much about programming, making decisions about how much time should be spent. I think
Sean for the stack.
Arpal for the stack. And Tracy for the stack at some point.
Sean, Arpal, Tracy.
And Brian.
And Chris.
Sean, Arpal, Tracy, Brian.
Chris.
GMs are quite capable.
Tracy, Brian, Chris.
Allotting
time. Excuse me, Turner, you've motivated, okay? Yeah.
Let her finish.
She's finished three times.
Please, Sean.
Sherna, are you finished?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Sean, you're next. Yes, thank you. I know some people like to make it out that this is, going to eat up a lot of our programming time, but I remind you, we put in 168 hours a week in terms of programming, and actually the time spent to educate people about the election process is minuscule in comparison. And remember, we are trying to educate people about election process and governance, particularly in a governance committee. That should be our greatest concern, because what we have now is all this insular participation by small groups of people. And the point behind the election policy was to open it up, to bring in all kinds of people, fresh blood, people not associated with factions, okay? So that's why it has to be played across the spectrum. And I find it very disheartening that all the great programmers at KPFK can't take a script that is being put together right now and for 15 minutes use their own personal credibility to bring the new blood in, to bring their listeners in. That, to me, I don't believe that, okay? I know there are plenty of programmers, myself included, who can, in a very fascinating way, talk about the elections, talk about the governance, talk about how to get more people involved, okay? So I made my notes here. And all, folks, remember, if it's not across the spectrum, if everybody doesn't help out and participate a little bit, we're going to leave out all kinds of groups. We don't want to leave anybody out. We want this to be a big, open process that brings all kinds of new people into the fold. And if we don't do that, we'll just have, like I said, this insular participation, which allows small groups of people to control our governance. And I don't believe that's what our subscribers want. So I'm against this motion. Thank you.
Brian?
Let's see. The next was our poll.
Okay. When I first read this thing of the 15 minutes, I said, oh, that's a little odd. And then my second thought was, gee, I can really make something amusing about this on the air. It is a strange thing to do the 15 minutes, and I don't know how it would work. I mean, if I were, I'm not station manager, so I don't have to actually worry about it in that regard. But if I were station management, I'd be saying, oh, geez, what are we going to do about, people who will decide that they're just going to read something in a deadpan monotone on the air for 15 minutes. And I think there is the potential for some producers to put people to sleep with this. However, I don't know about the 15 minutes being necessary. I haven't actually blocked this out yet. Maybe a lesser time would be more useful. I don't know. However, the idea of doing something to really get people motivated and having the different producers go on the air to do it is a good idea. Again, I'm not wedded to the 15 minutes, but something along that line, maybe 7 minutes or 10 minutes or something, would probably be a good idea to get people to talk about it. I think, however, if, to sort of go a little bit afield of what the motion covers, we are going to have to educate people that no, they can't say, and in my opinion, you should vote for X or not vote for Y, because not everybody pays a whole lot of attention to this on staff, and there are some staff who will be confused unless they are given really, really specific instructions. So to a degree, I agree with this motion, but to a degree, I don't. So I don't know if I'm helping anybody with what I've just said. But
Tracy,
George, this is Ted. I'd like to be put on the list.
Okay, you're on after Chris. Tracy.
Oh, okay. I'll try to be fast. Three quick points.
Okay.
I have some empathy for the motion, having produced a fair bit of election-related programming myself. It is a challenge to make it engaging. Let me just say that. But first point is, for example, at KPFA, I spoke with the local election supervisor, Renee, and she was working on a script, and she showed it to me, and actually, it was pretty engaging, pretty interactive, and pretty funny. And it reassured me that if you think about it creatively, there are lots of things that people can do. And I think it's good to challenge our programmers. I think many of them are up to the challenge, even if they feel a bit stressed out about it from time to time. Second point, in terms of the motion, I find the language a little unspecific. I would like the word short to be replaced with a duration, and I would like the word rotated to be replaced with a number of times. I find the motion doesn't have the specificity that I think that it should have, so I will pass that on to Sherna for what it's worth. Third point, and this is just anecdotal, I know we talk a lot about how election programming bores everyone to death. My understanding, when I was the local election supervisor at KPFA, for example, at WPFW in Washington 2 years ago, at the end of the nomination period, they, I believe, only had two declared candidates and had only had, I think, five or six people download nomination forms in 2006 at the end of the nomination period. So it had to be extended. That was during a period of time in which there was virtually no election tutorials or election-related programming on the air. This year, when there has been some, from what I understand, they've had dozens of downloads, and they already have verbal statements from enough people that they're interested in running to fill all of the available seats. So there might be some anecdotal evidence out there that if people hear that this is going on frequently enough that they are engaged and that they do choose to participate, when they don't hear about it, that's not what happens. So I think sometimes we have to look outside of our own biases because we're sick of it. And, you know, people involved with the station are sick of it and understand that there's people further out there who have never heard about it. And they need us to tell them because they might want to get involved if they heard about it. And as we know with radio, people are going to hear about it. You have to say it over and over and over again because they're not all listening at the same time.
Brian.
Please,
Mr. Chair, this is Chris. You called on me to speak, but the other person spoke instead.
No, Brian was before you, Chris.
Sorry. Okay.
I agree with a lot of the sentiments. First of all, Sean, I want to say I completely agree with you that the elections are a fairly insular process, and we need to expand with that. And my issue is that I think this is a really bad tool, a bad way of doing that, not that it's a bad goal. I want to highlight... I also agree with Sherna's assessment of the impact on listenership. We had our first elections forum yesterday at 1 p.m. during what's normally a very popular program of ours. I can access our online listening statistics for that hour from the station right now. During that hour last week, that program averaged 275 listeners. This week it averaged just over 150. We've seen it drop by almost 50%. For elections-related programming. I agree with Tracy that you need to repeat information to get it through to people. I think that's best accomplished with one-minute carts referring people to a website, not 15-minute tutorials. The sum total of the information on Pacifica's website right now about the election, I could read in 1 minute and 10 seconds. Every single word on Pacifica.org. And this is the problem you're facing programmers with. There's now a mandate that we have to create a 15-minute tutorial. Create, that's the language of the mandate. Create an original 15-minute tutorial and air it in every time slot twice. There's no guidance on what's supposed to be in it, and we're already 17 days into the nomination period. there's no guidance on how to avoid the minefields of being accused of fair election practices violations. There's no referral to places we can get information about the elections. And quite frankly, this is the first time I'm aware of the board has ever told any programmer what they have to do during their show, during their time slot, in their voice. As I said, I agree with the goals of broadening the election. That doesn't mean every programmer does, and I don't think someone who doesn't feel that way should be forced to do this. Now, I heard Sean say that the election supervisors are working on a script, which is great, maybe a little late, but great. But, Sean, I want you to think about what it's going to be like to hear a 15-minute script repeated 160 times.
I have. We have very talented programmers that they use their own style and their own show and their own issues.
I apologize for using your name during debate, but I'd ask you to respect the fact that I have the floor.
Sean, I'll put you back on the stack to respond if you want.
I think what we've created here and what needs to be addressed is that this is an impossible mandate for programmers, and this is death to audience. We know what 15 minutes of repetitive content does to our audience per hour. We see its effect every fund drive. We lose 30 to 40% of our audience. They slowly come back. Well, this is like adding a fund drive to a programming schedule without actually raising any money. And I don't actually think it's the most effective way to spread information about the election, because if you put on a one-minute card about an election, the information will sink in and people will stay tuned in for their favorite program. If you put on 15 minutes of blathering, people will tune out and go somewhere else and not get the information or the other stuff we're putting on the air. That's why I think this should be rolled back.
Okay, Chris.
I'm going to speak in favor of the policy. For the last couple of LSB elections, one of the persistent issues was that programmers did not cooperate with the process and obstructed the kinds of initiatives that this programming policy seeks to put in place. And I have personally witnessed now two programmers complaining about it from a completely selfish point of view. The point is not their program. The point is that we have chosen a democratic process, and we're either going to do it or we're not. And while we're doing it, it preempts everything else. And I do not think that that the argument that this is boring trumps the stultifying, boring program that we get most of the other time, including from some of the programmers who most object to this. And I would like to endorse Sean's point of view that this is ultimately a political question, because the ability of the JUC and the JUC faction to prevail in the past and trying to organize now to gain control depends on restricting the amount of information, restricting the pool of candidates to those already in the know and those already part of a faction. And we already know that they're trying to stack the elections. And to defeat this requires expanding the franchise, so to speak, expanding the electorate, you know, giving black people, freed slaves, the right to vote, giving women the right to vote, and all of that. It's called expanding the franchise to prevent control by a small particular group.
This is Roger. Could I please be on the stage?
And I will. I'm going to name them, and it's the JUC, and we have the same problem here in Los Angeles as we do in KI. They're on the run, and they want to find a way to get their power back. And I believe that this motion is motivated ultimately by political questions of the JUC being out of control and not liking it.
And we are 2 minutes and 50 seconds over. We need a motion to extend if we...
Do I have a motion to extend?
Motion to extend for 5 more minutes.
And I would like the chair to remind members of this committee that there are certain rules of decorum on which we agreed.
You know, I was wondering about that, actually. We have rules for discussing motives of individuals. I'm not sure we have...
Rules for libeling entire group.
widely attacked groups, yes. I suppose. In any case, we have a motion. We have a motion to extend for 5 minutes. Is there any objection to that?
Mr. Chair, who made the motion to extend?
I believe it was Tracy.
Okay.
Is that correct?
I did. I was mostly responding to the request, but yes.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? Okay. Hearing none, we'll continue with the stack. It's Ted and then Vajra.
I'm going to speak against Sherna's motion, and I am not a programmer, but I had an opportunity to go on an Irish Airs program late on a Saturday afternoon recently, and I carried in the bylaws with me, and I just discussed with the host of the show what is required to become a member of KPFT. And we bantered back and forth for a few minutes, and then he played some music, and then we bantered back and forth again so that people could contribute. This was during a fund drive. So that people could contribute and understand that by contributing they could become members and that they could run and they could serve on the board and on the committees. And I don't know about the 15-minute being an absolute mandate that it be all in one fell swoop. I think the spirit of this is that programmers during their shows will talk about the elections and hopefully do it in the context of their own programs, whether it's a music program and they might play some music that talks about elections and then make it relevant to Pacifica or what have you. But the idea of shortening this and ending up with another election that does not get quorum and that costs us a ton of money because we have to have a second election is repugnant to me, besides the fundamental desire for Pacifica to demonstrate democracy. End of statement.
Okay, Vajra.
Okay, I want to make clear, since Juk was libeled repeatedly in a previous statement, that we have always been in favor of having the largest possible pool of voters and people to run. That is something we have always worked for. We have always encouraged people to join, encouraged people to vote, encouraged people to run. And if anybody here is if there's some manipulation happening here that has to do with being political, I think the person spoke to who's doing it very well by doing it. Now, hang on. The motion that she that was supplied does speak to having a sufficient amount of information, which there's not enough of it, but 15 minutes in every program forever how long is really going to drive people away. It will make people frantic. Many people are not as fascinated with most people are not as fascinated with the internal politics of the stations as those of us who are on these phone calls, but people do need to know. There are a few things that people, and for my money, people don't get, for example, enough information about the candidates. That could be looked at being expanded. But this idea of 15-minute tutorials, which it just seems like a total abuse of power. We're just going to make the producers do this. And we don't care if everybody tunes out. We're going to make them do it. We're going to make this happen. It's like a damn chain letter on email, do this or your ears will fall off. Well, most people's ears are just going to turn off. Just, a little common sense here. Just, what does it say? I don't even care if it is a 15-minute tutorial, as long as it's on a rotating basis and is not in every program all the time. Let's just be sensible about this for once in our lives.
George, I'd like to go back on the stack.
I'd like to put myself on the stack.
I have privilege.
Like to respond to, I believe that my integrity was impugned by one of the speakers, and I think that people have made implications about my motives in this motion, and I would like to address that.
Okay, I'll
no
put privilege. Myself after you then.
Okay. As committed as anybody else on this call to expanding the pool and bringing in new people. I'm also committed to making our programming engaging and keeping our listeners. I've been involved in election programming, and I will be involved in election programming as an unpaid staff person. The point is, and I think Vajra put it very well, mandating how programmers are to do it, mandating the amount of time, we have to trust our general managers and their notion of what constitutes good programming at the same time that there has to be pressure to have a sufficient amount of election programming. And I think, as Vajra stated, the most compelling election programming is hearing from the candidates, not having people give tutorials, short carts, referring people to places where they can get more information, including calling the local election supervisor. That's what's needed, not art launch mandates that make no sense in terms of programming and reaching our listenership. And I really object to people impugning my motives and also to having the kind of tax on a governance committee call that we've heard from two of the members of this committee.
We are at time, and I call the question, Mr. Chair.
Well, do we have a motion to extend?
Is there anyone remaining in the stack?
George is right.
I wanted to, but...
Well, as a courtesy to our chair, I'll move to extend for 5 minutes.
I would like to amend that to extend the time to allow George to speak, but for no more than 3 minutes.
Thank you.
Okay. Any objection to my getting 3 minutes to speak?
No.
Okay. Hearing none. I have to say, when I first heard this, I thought, that's a bit much. 15 minutes. In thinking about it, and we are getting some assistance from, I'm a programmer, and we're getting some assistance from the PD in terms of either producing a script for us that can be just done or setting it up so that you can do something that's reasonably interesting and creative. So we're not just simply being sort of thrown in the water. The piece about it that I do like is that this is something coming from every show. So we're going to be reaching really our entire audience that way. And if you don't do it that way, you don't get that effect. You don't have that sort of really total outreach. I suppose if you ran a 1 minute thing, and you made sure it was in placed throughout the schedule, you could have something like that. But it's different. If I'm on the air and people know me, and they trust me to some extent, and I'm inviting them in, that's different from a one-minute piece. So I'm kind of thinking that we should probably try this out. Maybe 15 minutes is too long. Maybe 5 minutes would be better. But certainly having the programmers invite people to participate seems to me to be a good thing.
Are you suggesting, Ms. Vajra, are you suggesting an amendment? 5 minutes is a very long time on radio, by the way. Two would be top.
Well,
I
know how long it is.
There is a problem when somebody has a 30-minute show.
This is true, too. I wasn't going to make an amendment, but if someone would like to, I think the effect of this will be, in any case, to put the issue back before the PNB, and the PNB will essentially make whatever changes they think are needed. So this is basically a motion to reconsider that earlier one, and I think the specifics don't make too much difference.
This is Tracy. Could I just do sort of a point of information? Would that be okay?
A point of information is usually a question, but I think we have
a
by term. Go ahead.
It is a question. It's a question that has a one-line comment before the question.
Okay.
Okay. The comment is, at least at KPFA, that as I am aware of, programmers with 30-minute shows, for example, have already been given waivers on the length of the segment and the frequency of the segment from the local election supervisor. My guess is those waivers would be available in other station areas as well. I do think people have to understand the implementation is up to the election staff, and they are, I believe, authorized by the NES to use a certain amount of common sense. People have already gotten waivers. Alaska.
No, Eisenhower shows they're exempted from the PNB motion. The PNB motion, however,
Ryan, don't interrupt me. Don't interrupt me.
Yes,
people have already gotten waivers with less frequent
airtime.
Number two, question is, look, can I just ask the question? The question to Sherna is, and I brought this up when I talked, in terms of an amendment, I asked her if the word short had a duration in mind and if the word rotated had a frequency. And I'm suggesting there might be room for an amendment here, but it needs to have specific terms.
Well,
Chair, in light of the late hour on the East Coast, which is now past 10 o'clock, and the fact that we are also a minute and a half over our time, I'd like to call the question and vote up or down on this question to at least get something done here tonight, because we really should be
We're out of time on this. I didn't hear anybody seconding my motion to extend time on it.
No second required in committee.
That's true. It isn't. I guess I can.
You have suggested a slight amendment so someone should make an amendment.
Well, it's your proposal, Shauna.
Point of order here. We have a motion on the floor. We are at time. We should.
We need to extend time to even make it. We need to extend time even to make an amendment.
Chair.
I'm sorry, Sharon.
I was addressing the member who thought he was the chair.
I didn't say it was chair. It was a point of order that I was bringing up, Sharon. I'm allowed to do that. Thank you.
Let's just vote on the bloody thing.
Yes, let's vote. It's time. I call the question.
You can't call the question in committee, but we are out of time.
Time then.
And I don't hear a lot of sense that people want to continue to discuss. We would need to extend time if we want to amend this. I'll just ask again. Is there a sense that people would like to extend for 5 minutes to be able to amend this?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any objection to extending 5 minutes to consider an amendment?
Yeah, me. I object.
Okay. So let's go ahead then and vote on extending time. Arpo, would you call the roll on that?
Point of information before we take the vote, it takes a two-thirds vote, correct?
To extend time requires a two-thirds
vote.
Yeah.
Chair, what is, first of all, who's moving to extend?
I am.
Sure. And for how long? Extend for how long?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Okay, hold on.
George, I'd like to be on the stack if this is extended.
Okay.
Okay, the motion is to extend the time of this meeting by 5 minutes.
Item.
Well, actually, the meeting is supposed to end at 10 o'clock, so all of these things also extend the time for the entire meeting. So.
Thank you.
It really is extending for the whole thing. So five. The motion is to extend for 5 minutes. Nia Bediako.
George, if we extend, I
please, we're taking
Nia
a vote. Yes, you can make an amendment then.
Nia Bediako.
I'm sorry,
Wesley
Nia Bediako was ill. So
yes. Yes. Christopher Condon.
Excuse me, a yes vote does what?
Extend for 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, okay, sure. No. I'm going to vote against extending time. It's a waste of time.
Okay, no. Brian Edwards Tekert.
Yes.
Sharon Gluck.
Yes.
Vadra Kilgour.
Yes.
Lizette King. R. Paul Martin. No. Sean Casey O'Brien.
No.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg.
I'm going to vote yes.
Was that a no?
No, it's a yes. I'm going to vote yes on extending for 5 minutes.
Okay, Tracy Rosenberg, yes. Joseph Wanzala.
Yes.
Ted Weisgel.
Yes.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 4. Three against? Looks like three, yes. 8-4, three against.
Okay.
I have an amendment that may help out.
Okay, and then Ted's on the stack. So would you like to make an amendment, Sherna?
Yes.
Okay, what would it be?
The third, to delete the final paragraph, and instead, in the third paragraph, for the last sentence, to have a simple addition, to read, this means reexamining the amount of time that will be consumed on the airways by election programming, particularly the mandate for 15-minute tutorial.
So this is replacing the last paragraph?
Right.
That began with furthermore and specifically?
Right.
All right, so this is, I'm going to, hold on 1 second. So this is to strike the final paragraph.
Right, and instead add.
Add.
Particularly the mandate 15-minute tutorial.
Okay, so the motion is to strike the final paragraph and add, comma, particularly the mandated 15-minute tutorial. Looking up for the motion, where exactly does that go?
The end of the sentence of the previous paragraph.
Oh, all right. Pardon me, the word processor requires that I go back this way. Now, the final paragraph begins furthermore.
Right, and amending to strike it.
So that whole thing goes, and it would,
it would say,
be it resolved that the elections committee, the elections policy be amended so that it is more attentive to balancing creative.
The third paragraph, the last sentence, this means reexamining the amount of time that will be consumed on the airwaves by election programming, mandated 15-minute tutorials.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, Ted, do you want to speak to that?
Yes, I do. I think I don't think that improves this, and I'm not very trusting of the program directors or general managers, unfortunately, throughout our network. However, I think the most important thing is that you, as the chair of this committee and as a member of the national board, give a sense of the tenor of this conversation that we've had on this item tonight when you report what we've done this evening, and that the national board tweak this thing in some way so that it is not overly odious, but it still mandates something so that we don't end up with the kind of an experience we had in Washington with one of their elections, I guess, 2 years ago.
Okay.
George, it puts a burden on you.
Well, I can certainly do that. Anyone else want to speak to the amendment?
Yeah, I want to associate myself with the remarks of Ted, and I'm against it. I'm against this whole thing. We have a policy. If we have a problem with it, you can communicate that to the PMB, and we'll figure out if we need to take it up. I don't think we do. Because we have so many good creative programmers that can tell people in an informative, entertaining fashion how they can become involved in our governance, which should be our number one goal as the governance committee. So I'm against everything, and let's take a vote. We have 1 minute and 15 seconds left.
Anyone else want to speak?
Yeah, Tracy from KPFA. I was kind of hoping the amendment would look something like reducing the segments from 15 minutes to 10 minutes or once in the nomination period rather than twice. I think for me the amendment still lacks the specificity that I would need to vote for it. Sorry.
Anyone else want to speak for it?
Brian here. I'll just go on record saying that if there were specificity, I would ask that the 15-minute tutorials be eliminated altogether. I think it's a dumb way to use our airwaves. With all respect to people who are trying to expand participation, I think there's better ways to do it.
Okay. Anybody else?
Chris, 10 seconds. The remarks by the previous speaker, there may be better ways to do it, except those haven't been done.
Anyone else?
Agreed.
Okay. I think we can go directly to the motion as amended. We should really approve the amendment. Well, let's do it by the book.
Do you mean approve or vote on?
We'll vote on the amendment to Scherner's original motion, and then depending on whether that goes up or down, we'll vote on the original motion, as amended or not, whichever way it comes out. So we have two votes to take. Paul, would you call first the roll on the amendment?
Okay, on the amendment, Nia Bediako, Leslie Bethune, Christopher Condon.
No.
Brian Edwards Dekert.
Yes.
Sharna Gluck.
Yes.
Sharna Gluck. Didn't hear. Roger Kilgour.
Yes.
Hey, Sharna Gluck voted yes.
Did? Okay. Sharna, did you vote yes?
Yes, I voted
okay.
Yes.
Sorry, I did not hear. Okay. Luzette King.
Excuse me. It's Vajra. You didn't ask me.
Yes, I did. You said yes.
No, actually, Sharna said yes.
Now
I'm saying yes.
You can hear me.
You said yes. I'm saying yes.
Okay.
Vajra, yes.
Okay. R. Paul Martin. Yes. Sean Casey O'Brien.
No.
George Ryder.
I'll pass.
Tracy Rosenberg.
On the amendment itself, abstain.
Joseph Wanzala.
I'm going to pass.
Ted Weisgel.
No.
Okay, going back, Wesley Bethune.
Abstain.
George Ryder.
Abstain.
Joseph Wanzala.
I will vote no.
Okay. We have it. It is 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 yes. 1, 2, 3, 4 no. And 3 abstentions.
Okay, so the motion fails.
I ask that you follow Ted's recommendation, however, and report.
Well, we still have a vote on the main motion, as it was originally.
The amendment failed. The motion has.
The amendment fails. Would you take the vote on the main motion, Harpo? So a yes vote is approving it as it was originally written, which is that furthermore and specifically be it resolved that Section 3 of the elections policy that mandates 15-minute tutorials be produced and played by all programmers during the nomination period be amended simply to mandate that every station play a short station-produced tutorial on a rotating basis and that listener subscribers be referred to the website for detailed information and or the contact information for the LES. Would you take the roll, Arpel?
Okay, on the motion. Nia Bediako, Wesley Bethune.
I abstain.
Christopher Condon?
No.
Brian Edwards Tekert?
Yes.
Sharna Gluck?
Yes.
Vajra Kilgour?
Yes.
Luzette King? R. Paul Martin? No. Sean Casey O'Brien?
No.
George Ryder?
I pass.
Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Joseph Wanzala?
No.
Ted Weisgel?
No.
Okay, going back. George Ryder?
Yeah, I'll vote no also.
Okay, we have three yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 noes, and 1 abstention.
I will, however, forward the concern on the committee about the issues that were raised, I'll make a point of making that as part of my presentation to the PMB.
Thank you, George.
Thank you. Chair,
I think we all agree with that. I hope.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Any objections? Hearing none, this meeting of the Governance Committee is adjourned.
Thank you, George.
Thank you very much. Good night, all.